Welcome to the class on the basics of Carnatic music. This is a class on the Sarali Varsai, and actually also a class on some of the preliminaries before Sarali Varsai. You should refer to the notes which are available on the web page or on the CD-ROM. So first I'll read out some of the notes mentioned by Chitravina Ravikiran from his book. The notation courtesy is also from Rani at www.carnatic.com, and there are some good classes on Sarali Varsai on her webpage, as well as there is one on Music India online by Srimati Vedavalli. So the first, getting started, sustaining notes karvai. The first step in Carnatic music is to get a hold of a tampura or a shruti box. You can hear that in the background here. I will just get the mic close by. So what you hear is a CD version of the tanpura. It provides a set of notes. The key of them is the sa, basic note sa, and the fifth note from it, pa. It also has much more vibrant tones of the remaining portions of the octave. You can seek your guru's help in determining your ideal pitch, which enables you to traverse at least two octaves from pa in the lower octave to pa in the higher octave comfortably over a period of time. This shruti is set to 1.5 kattai or C sharp. So the reason this is good is it's for me because my voice can go to pa at the lower octave. Sa pa. Sa pa sa pa sa pa sa pa. So this is one thing you should test. Now we should listen carefully to this shruti and identify where the sa is. So first identify it and place it in your mind, and that is to be sung as sa. Sa. Pa. As you try to sing these two constant notes tunefully, sa pa, make an effort to understand the relationship between the frequencies of the sa and pa. So the sa and pa are not just words, they are sung at a particular frequency relative to the shruti box behind me. So singing in tune is the primary source of joy. Now we can introduce a ragam, say Maya Malavagavula, for the basic exercises. This ragam is called the 15th Melakrit ragam. It has it's a very simple ragam. It has all 7 notes from sa to pa, sa pa sa, which goes like this: sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sing with me now. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. So most teachers prefer to use this ragam because it has different intervals. The sa to re interval, re is called the shuddha rishabam, and that is very close to sa. Sa re very close. Ga, now re to ga is a long distance, and the ga is called antara gandharam or ga 3. Re ga. It's a big difference. Ga, ma, ga and ma are close by. Ma madhyamam is called shuddha madhyamam. Pa ma pa. Now that interval is substantial, but it's different and actually smaller than the re ga interval. Ma pa dha pada has the same distance as from sari in terms of frequency ratios. Dhani is the same ratio or is symmetric to riga. Riga dhani. You can almost feel that it's symmetric. Sa ni sa is symmetric to gamma. So this ragam has distances or frequency distances. Sari and pada distances are the same. Riga and dhani distances are same but larger. Mapa is a larger distance. And because of these different intervals, teachers prefer to use this ragam. And once a student achieves sufficient control over these exercises or command, they can attempt this in other Melakartha ragams. And at the end of this lesson, we will give some examples of other ragams and how to attempt the Sarali Varise in these ragams. Now, when I sang Sapasa, we want to hold the notes Sapasa as long as possible. This sustenance of a note or holding the note for a long time is called Karvai. So when you're holding, when you're holding such a note, you should give attention to sing in tune, okay, and hold one's breath and release it to a good tone, okay. And this exercise is a must before Sarali Varise or other Varises are taught, and it should be done without Tala initially. And the student should learn to sing and play the notes perfectly. And once after you do that, you can go on to the Sarali Varise and other Karvais. Karvais are used at all levels in Carnatic music, and they can create a very soulful, tranquil and evocative atmosphere. If you go to a concert in the Alapana or even in Kritis, they stop at various notes and just hold the note for a long time. And if you hear Nadaswarams and so on, they hold notes like Pa and Sa for a long time and then elaborate around that. And this idea is called Karvai. It's very important because it adds a lot of peace and tranquility to the music. They also build a scientific approach to the rest of the music that students will be subsequently introduced to. So this is like a foundation, Karvai. So you want to hold any note steadily for and tunefully for at least 10 to 15 seconds and then gradually increase this to up to a minute. So let's do this Karvai exercise. Sa So that's an example of holding Sa constant. Now try it again with me. Sa Re Again, Re. Ga. Ga. Repeat after him. Now next note, Ma. 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 Pa. Again, once again. Pa. Next note, Devatam. Dha. Dha. Ni. Once again. Ni. Sa. So please practice that. That's a very important idea, Karvai, before we get on to the varises. So as part of this, what we have learnt is something known as Shruti. I use the word Shruti to refer to the sound behind me or the drone behind me. It can also use the, in Carnatic music, the word Shruti is also used to refer to a note or a tone or a frequency. Now this tone, we gave a name or a syllable or what we call swara. Sa is a syllable, but when you sing it as sa, becomes a swara. And if you just sing ah, you are holding a Shruti at the particular level of sa. Is holding the Shruti level with respect to sa called re, but it's actually a frequency or tone. Aga. Okay, so try to do this. Sang is ma, and then instead of ma, say a. Dha, you can sing that as sari. That distance is sa and re. So you, one thing I want you to notice is the relation to the bass frequency sa. Sa-ga. So you need to understand in your mind this relationship, and you should be able to say when the relationship is right and when it's wrong. Sa ma sa pa sa dha sa ni sa sa. So, since our music is expressed with respect to an arbitrarily chosen Shruti note, that is the Tambura Shruti box you hear behind, so the student should first listen to the Tambura Shruti box, close one's eyes and try to feel the music of the note to get a rough visual idea in your mind where the note Sa is. Close your eyes and listen to this. That's Re. That's ga. You can also show this, suppose you hold your hand in a level and then you can raise this level to tell yourself to focus on the higher level. Sa, hold your hand lower. Hold your hand a little bit higher. Hold your hand higher. You hold your hand higher. Hold your hand even higher. 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 So this showing of explicit indication with your hand can outwardly express this understanding of your sa to sa. This understanding is important because once you listen to some other note, say or akaram, what is it? What note is it relative to this? It's actually ga in this case. Ga. Suppose you listen to another note. What note is this? Dha. What note is this? Pa. So it is important to be able to recognize these notes and the different levels related. So you should practice this till you are able to sing, articulate, that is you are able to express as well as you are able to say which is right or wrong. So the next step is to go deeper and ask how much is the note higher or lower than sa. So when you lift your hand earlier, we just said lift it higher than sa to say re. But how much exactly is it higher? Can you lift your hand proportionately to get a sense of how much it is higher? Now this distance, sorry, is a small distance. So you increase a small amount, say 1 unit. Now from Riga, it's almost like 3 units. Or 3 or 4 units, okay? 4 units correspond to what you lifted earlier. So suppose you made one step in the first example from Sari. Now you had to go 3 or 4 steps of the same amount to go to Riga. Riga. Gamma. That's again one step, just like Sari. Same distance. From Mapa is about 2 or 3 steps. Okay, it's smaller than the Riga distance, so lift your hand appropriately. Mapa, Mapa, Pada. It's a small distance, same distance as Sari and Gama. You're doing this again and again. Pada, Pada, Pada. The Ni is the same as Riga. Okay, it's a high for 4 unit distance. Do it. The Ni, the Ni. Do it in a karam. Ni sa, ni sa, ni sa. Nisa distance the same as Gama or Pada. 1 unit. Okay. So this appreciation of the note location on the frequency scale and the relative distances between the notes is important. And this is known as Shruti Jnana, or the knowledge of Shruti or frequencies. By the way, in this process you've also learned the basics of the hand-waving histrionics of several Carnatic music vocal artists. So now you can start waving your hand at different levels of the Shruti, and you have made your first step towards concert. Another important point is that when you sing anything, you have to keenly listen to yourself singing. This is easier said than done, especially when you are a beginner. When you sing, do you listen to yourself? That is, can you listen to yourself and check whether you're singing it right? That is, there is an absolute external reference you have here. But when you sing the are you able to listen to yourself? And not only are you listening, are you checking it with the Shruti? So you have to continually match what you're singing to the Shruti. And this feedback is very important, because only then it will keep you tightly on the Shruti. Sa. To what extent are you listening to yourself? Listen to yourself and see. Sa. Za. Okay. This is important because all the examples I gave you, I was doing the sa correctly. But suppose I say sa za, when you listen to me, you're noticing that something is not correct, right? This is what you should notice for yourself. Sa. Suppose you do this. You're actually singing the note ni below sa, ni, and you're calling it sa. Or suppose you say sa, and if you sing this loudly, sa, you'll notice that this does not match to the lower. It's actually the note re, but it is sung as sa. So when I say you should listen to yourself, you should listen and note that this frequency that you're singing is actually re, even though you're calling it sa. This is what is called aliasing. You're aliasing the actual frequency re, but you're calling it sa. This is the biggest stumbling block among beginners. So So you should ask somebody to listen to you and see whether they are you appear to be doing it right or wrong. And you should immediately try to ask, why am I not listening to myself? How can I listen to myself to reach the correct level of sa? Sa, that is correct. Sa is wrong. Sa is wrong. Or even if you oscillate, sa is also wrong, because sa is supposed to be flat. Okay, so this practice of listening to yourself is very important, and you have to do this higher and more and more, especially if you go fast or do other faster expressions of music. If you don't listen to yourself or keenly listen to yourself, you might be it might be quite unseeming or apaswaram for people who are listening to you, and they can listen to it immediately. So it is important to listen and judge, listen and judge, and sing, listen and judge, so that you can understand each of the notes very well. The next step is to sharpen the pieces of understanding and pick up some related concepts. So we tried to deliberately sing the syllable sa, but and I said you can catch when it's wrong, but can you actually sing it deliberately at re or deliberately at ga? For example, can you say ga, but you call it sa, 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 sa. Actually, that's ma. Sa, 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 sa. Now, when you do this deliberately, you can actually really understand why it is a mistake. Sa, pa. Instead of it being pa, you're calling it sa. And then this will help you judge whether the syllable you're singing is relative to the reference and see whether it's correct or wrong. So the key point to take away is, do you know how to appreciate the difference between saying the word or syllable sa versus singing it at the correct frequency? Okay. So the next step in music is to try some simple combinations of notes. Sa re, that's one simple combination we saw. Ga ma, say after me. Ga ma. Next example. Ga ma pa. Here what you're doing is you're picking out notes from the middle of the octave, and you are becoming confident in holding the swaras correctly. Ga ma pa. Even without saying the word sa. Ga sa ga. Instead of doing that, you just say ga ma pa. Sing after me. Ga ma pa. Another phrase. Dha dha pa. Dha dha. Second dha, you can jump a little bit. Dha dha pa. Once again. Da dha pa. Next example. Pa ma ga. Pa ma ga. Ma ga ri. Sing. Ma ga ri. Ga ma ga ri sa. Ga ma ga ri sa. So this will give you a little more confidence in holding the notes, and the same phrases can be rendered using the vowel a, and this is called akaram, and it's a very integral part of Carnatic music with particular reference to vocal music. Thus, exposure to akarams is very essential at this stage, albeit in simple form. So, for example, I already showed you an example of that was an akaram of sa, and re, re, we replace that as that was ga, sang as a akaram. Now, ma. sing it as ma. Sung as pa. Now we saw the combination of phrases we saw earlier. Now let's try that in a karam. Ga ma. Now let's sing that. Ga ma. Let's do that in a karam. Once again. Now ga ma pa. Ga ma pa. Once again, along with me. Dha dha pa. Sangas. Once again. If you're not able to get this correct, please rewind the tape or rewind, move the cursor backwards in this electronic version and try to hear it once again and try to repeat it. Pa ma ga. Once again. Ga ma ga ri sa. So this exposure to akarams and the practice of this is very important. Now we move on to the varishais. The great composer Purandaradasa, hailed as the father of Carnatic music, created a set of fundamental exercises nearly 500 years ago, which are followed even today. There are four main types of varishais. The first is called the Sarali varishais. Sarali means easy. Varishai means sequence or easy fundamental sequences. These sequences enable the student to get a feel of the melody with the rhythm and give them an exposure to putting the basic idea of thalam. The logic of these varishais are quite obvious. The first varishai is a plain ascent and descent, and the second will focus on the second note from sa, which is the re, and the second note on the descent, which is the nishadam, ni, and similarly the other varishais. And then we have some zigzag varishais and then some general practices, which is what we will do in this class later. Then I'll just quickly give you an introduction to how this stands with respect to other varishais. Janta varishais are forceful sequences and which facilitate students to add weight and melody, majesty to their voice, and they make use of a form of ornamentation called spuritam. So for example, I saw an example of da dha pa. The second da was a more forceful and majestic, and it's called spuritam. Okay, so and you do it with force with a slight touch of the note below in frequency. When you do it the second time, da pa da pa, it comes like that, da dha pa. So that will clearly embed these notes in your mind. And these jantas are also used as intermediate waiting or stopping notes and to add majesty in kritis and varnams, etc., and also in alapanam. Male sthayi varishais are higher octave sequences which increase the student's vocal or instrumental range. Again, the logic is simple, and the simplest exercise will start, and then each subsequent exercise will add a new phrase to the previous one. It will start at sa, and then progressively cover notes up to the panchamam in the higher octave. Dhatu varishais are zigzag sequences that increase the student's overall command of notes. Alankarams are multi-thala sequences composed in 35 thalas, but only 7 of them are selected and taught to the students. So here it's important you learn how to put a variety of other thalas and also maintain a trikala or 3 speeds, in spite of the fact that you're putting some weird thalams. And later, it is ideal to render each varisai twice, once with just with the swaras and then with the akaram, and we'll learn that as part of the Sarali varishais. And in Carnatic music, there are speeds, and speed is relative. It is measured as the number of notes per beat, or we can say 1, 1, 1. That's the first column. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Our second speed is double of this, or 2 notes per beat. third speed is 4 notes per beat. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And fourth is 8 notes per beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the fifth and sixth are 16 and 32 notes per beat. The speed of the tala, that is the beats itself, is not varied or rarely varied, but only the speed of the music which you sung and fit into this period is varied. There is a mathematical precision to this. The second speed is exactly twice as fast to the, and the third speed is exactly twice as fast to the second speed, and so on. Okay, and every varisa can be done at some advanced versions also. You do akaram, ekaram, ukaram, you do it with gamakas and different sampurna ragas like Kalyani, Shankarabharanam, Karaharapriya, and so on, and some symmetrical janya ragas. So we'll do some examples of this later in this class. So let's move on to the sarli verses. The first sarli verse is a simple ascent and descent. So what we'll do is first do it without the thala, but we will keep the gait in mind, that is, each note will be sung for exactly the same length. We will do the second speed and third speed. And just to give yourself a simple idea of the thalam, just put beats like this: 1, 1, 1, 1. Okay, so, and then we'll do 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, now we'll do this with the sarali swaram, first one, which is simple ascent and descent. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Okay, listen to this. So that beat should be done along with the singing. 1. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Okay, sing along with me. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Now the reverse or descent. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Once again. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Make sure you put the beats along with each note. Okay, now we do the second speed, or two notes per beat. Remember, it is 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That way, right? Sa ri ga ma. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Once again. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Okay, now descent. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Remember again, it's 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Now the third speed, or four notes per beat. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Pa dha ni sa. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sing along with me. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now if you want to do a higher speed or fourth column, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. If it doesn't come this fast, that's okay. But remember that there is a high speed you can perfect. And you should at least try to sing the three columns and then pick up this high speed later. Now, one thing we should do is we should start to the first column, go to the second column, and do the third column. Okay? So that is, initially start with one note per beat, then do two notes per beat, and then three notes per beat. Okay, we'll do this now. Sa-re-ga-ma. Notice this one note per beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Sa-re-ga-ma. Pa-dha-ni-sa. Sa-ni-dha-pa-ma-ga-ri-sa. Sa. Okay, once again, we do the first beat. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Now notice that I started with first speed, then went to the second speed, and then to the third speed. Let's do it together once again. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beat. Okay, this is the first simple ascent and descent. And if you've done this, you've learnt a lot about Sarali Swara in terms of holding the Shruti correct, having the same length of each note in terms of what is known as laya or the length of notes. You've learnt the basic of Talam, that is putting beats, and Trikalam, which is going at first, second and third speeds, that is first time one note per beat, two notes per beat, three notes per beat, and also being able to do ascent and descent of a raga. That's quite a lot. You should congratulate yourself if you have achieved this in such a short period of time. The second Sarali Swaram, we move on, is a simple variation on the ascent and descent pattern, but now it starts focusing on different notes of the Arohana Arohana. This second one focuses on Rishabham, or the second note, Re, and on the descent it focuses on Nishadham, Ni. Let's look at how this comes. Okay, let me do this in the second column and then we'll come back. First, let's understand the idea. The pattern is this. Sari, Sari, Sari Gama, Sari Gama Padanisa, Sani, Sani, Sani Dapa, Sani Dapa Magarisa. Why is the focus on Re and Ni? You're doing Sari, Sari, Sari Gama. In that time, you're doing three times the Rishabham. So, you're trying to fix the note Re, Sari, 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 with respect to Shajjamam, and similarly you fix the note Nishadham with respect to Sa. Sani, 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 Sari, Sari, Sari. Okay, this is important because you would like to fix where the note is. Understanding where the Shruti of the Rishabham is important. And that's what the second Sarali Swaram teaches you. Let's look at it slowly. Sari, 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 Gama. Again, Sari, 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 Gama. That's the pattern. Okay, remember that in your mind as we do it slowly. Sari, 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 Gama. Okay, now we just do the entire ascent. Sari, Gama, Pa, Dha, Ni, Sa. Okay, let's do that part again. Sari, 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 Gama, Sari, Gama, Pa, dha ni sa. Okay, now the descent similarly focuses, is symmetric to the ascent, but it focuses on the nishadam. Sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa. Okay, sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa. Sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Now, this is an interesting thing. What you learn here is not just the patterns of sari sari sarigama and holding ri correctly. If you were trying to do the whole thing in one breath, for example, sari sari sarigama sarigama padanisa in one breath, you have to be very careful. You have to hold your breath and you have to be highly attentive. Look at this. Sari sari sarigama, and then you can draw a breath. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, let's do it second column. There is 1 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Okay, now notice that this is a pattern which is coming here. 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Sari 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 gama sari gama padani sa. Sa ni sa ni sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. Again, sa ni sa ni sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. Now we move on to the third column. 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Do that after me. 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Sari 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 gama sari gama padani sa sani 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 da pa sani da pa magari sa. Okay, now we do the three columns together. That is first the first column, second column, then third column, one after the other. Okay, the important point is the transition between the first speed and second speed. Watch out closely. Okay, sa ri sa ri sa ri ga ma sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Watch out. Sa ri sa ri sa ri ga ma sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri sa ri sa ri ga ma sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Ri sa ri sa ri ga ma sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni sa ni sa ni dha pa sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, so that was the second sarali swara. The third sarali swara focuses on ga and da and also gives you the patterns 1, 2, 3. Okay, now the way it comes is sari ga sari ga sari 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. And then sani da sani da sani sani da pa ma ga ri sa. That's how it comes. Okay, now let's do it carefully. Sa ri ga sa-ri-ga-sa-ri. Observe that you stop at ga and then come back to sa. Ga-sa-ga-sa-ri-ga-sa. All that is an important thing you should notice in this Saraleswaram. Sa-ri-ga-sa-ri-ga-sa-ri. You stop at sari at the end. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. One simple way to remember this is 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Okay. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Let's do that part, which is a tough part. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa should ring sharp as a bell. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, we'll do the second column. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Okay, now notice that things come at odd beats. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. This is an important thing to learn. Even though the numbers can stop suddenly in the middle of a beat, you should not slow down your beat or change the tempo of the beat. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Notice that 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 has been broken into 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. That is 6 plus 2 is 8, which is also same as 2 4 times. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Now the same thing in the higher speed. 4 aksharas per beat or third column. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Now this is a little bit tough. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. Now that should come in two beats. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 is 8 aksharams, right? That is 4 plus 4. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. So it should come in two beats. Notice here. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Together. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay. Now let's do the second and third columns together. Due to lack of time, I don't want to do all the three columns here, but you should practice all the three columns for every Saraleswaram.
Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri.
Notice it's two notes per beat, and then we'll switch to three, four notes per beat.
Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga sa ri ga sa ri. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha sa ni dha sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay. Now the next Saraleswaram focuses on madhyamam and panchamam. We do here sarigama 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 padanisa. So you stop at ma, stop at ma, stop at ma, and then similarly sani dapa sani dapa sani dapa magaresa. In some sense it's actually easier than the previous one. Let's do it in the first speed.
Sarigama sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa.
Remember to count this thrice, okay? Sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa.
Sa ni dha pa, sa ni dha pa, sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Now, second speed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sari, sari, gamma, sari, gamma, sari, gamma, pada, nisa.
Once again, along with me, please sing.
Sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma, pa da ni sa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, that is the second speed. Third speed is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sari gama, sari gama, sari gama, padanisa, sanidapa, 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 magarisa.
Sing with me.
Sari gama, sari gama, sari gama, padanisa, sanidapa, 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 magarisa.
Now let's sing the second and third speech together. Okay.
Sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma, sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa, sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
So that's the fourth sarli swaram. Now we move on to the fifth sarli swaram, where the focus is on panchamam and madhyamam, and here you also do a dhirgam of panchamam and a dhirgam of madhyamam. Okay, so it comes like this:
sarigama pa, sarigama pa, sarigama pa a sari.
Okay, sarigama pa a sari, sarigama padanisa. So notice that always the second line and the fourth line are similar: sarigama padanisa, sanidapa magarisa.
Sani da pa ma a, sani, sani da pa ma a.
So ma a or pa a, those are all dhirgam or long notes, two aksharams of dhirgam. Okay, that's important. Okay, now let's do it in the first column.
Sa ri ga ma pa a sa ri.
Now here you have focused on panchamam and you're also doing a dhirgam of panchamam.
Pa,
that's the first thing. A, pa, a. You have to do that.
Sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, sa, ri. Sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, sa. Sa, ni, dha, pa, ma, sa, ni.
Another thing you notice here is from ma you're going to sa. It's a big jump. Okay, it's also called a dhatu jump.
Ma sa pa sa.
Okay,
ma sa sa ni dha pa ma sa ni.
This is important. This is the toughest part.
Sa ni dha pa ma sa ni. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Second speed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2.
Okay, this is how it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2.
Sa ri ga ma pa sa ri. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 Sari gama pa sari sari gama pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Once again, along with me.
Sari gama pa sari sari gama pa da ni sa. One sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Even in the second speed and third speed, you should always say pa a ma sa
sa.
So the sa should be held sharply, okay? You move on to the third speed.
1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8.
Okay, that's the way it comes.
Sari ga ma pa a sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa.
Notice sari ga ma pa a, that should also come like that.
1 2 3 4 5 8 1 2 3 4 5 6. Sari ga ma pa a sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Together.
Sari ga ma pa a sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now the second and third speeds together.
Sari ga ma pa sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Third speed.
1 2. Sari ga ma pa a sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, that's the end of the fifth Sarali Swaram, where the focus was on Panchamam and Madhyamam in Dirgam. Next focus is on the Dhivatam, okay, and the Gandharam. Sari ga ma pa da and sani da pa ma ga. Again, it comes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2. Now here, instead of pa-a, you do pa-da, that's all.
Sa-ri-ga-ma-pa-da, sa-ri.
Instead of pa-a, you do pa-da, you go higher. Okay, now let's do it slowly.
Sa-ri-ga-ma-pa-da, sa-ri. Sari ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni.
Now you go to ga and then ga, from ga you jump to sa ni. Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni. Okay, that's what it is. Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni.
Sa ni dha pa ma ga sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Let's do the second speed.
Now 1 2 3 4 5 6. 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. 1 2 3 4 5 6 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8.
Okay, that's the idea.
Sari ga ma pa da sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa.
When you do the pada, say the dha a little bit loudly so that you help to focus on that dha.
Sari ga ma pa da sari.
Okay, that way.
Sari ga ma pa dha sari sari ga ma pa da ni sa.
Next.
Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni.
Say the ga a little bit sharply or with weight.
Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni ma ga sa ni ma ga sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni. Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni.
Okay, you have to practice that.
Sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Now, third speed.
சரிகமபத சரி சரிகமபத நிச சானிதாப மக சானி சானிதாப மக ரிச.
சோ அகெய்ன் யூ ஷுட் டூ தி த ஷார்ப்லி அண்ட் வித் வெயிட் அண்ட் வென் கம் டவுன் டு சா.
1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 சரிகமபத சரி சரிகமபத நிச சானிதாப மக சானி சானிதாப மக ரிச.
Okay, now let's do the second column and third column together.
Sa ri ga ma pa da sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. சரிகமபத சரி சரிகமபத நிச சானிதாப மக சானி சானிதாப மக ரிச.
ஓகே, தட் இஸ் தி சிக்ஸ்த் சரளீஸ்வரம் வித் தி ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தெய்வத்தம் அண்ட் காந்தாரம் அண்ட் தி நம்பர் 6 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2. நெக்ஸ்ட் வி டூ ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் நிஷாதம் செவன்த் சரளீஸ்வரம் அண்ட் ஹாவ் அ தீர்க்கம் அந்த நிஷாதம்.
சரி சரிகமபத நிஇ சரிகம பதனிச சனிதப மகரி இ சனிதப மகரிச.
நீ இ ஆர் நீ இஸ் தீர்கம் ரீ இ ரீ இஸ் தீர்கம் தட்ஸ் தி பேட்டர்ன். ஓகே,
சரிகம பதனி சரிகம பதனிச.
ஓகே, தட்ஸ் தி பேட்டர்ன். லெட்ஸ் டூ இட் அகேன்.
சரிகமபதநிசரிகமபதநிச.
As I showed you, you can have with a flourish, you can come from Nishadam back to Sajam.
Nisari.
That's just an extra embellishment.
நிசரிகமபதநிசா.
ஓகே,
சானிதாபமகரி சானிதாபமகரிசா
சானிதாபமகரி இ
சானிதாபமகரி சானி.
From re, you're jumping to sa.
Re sa ni.
That helps you set up the shruti, shuddham, in a very pure way.
Re sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Practice the transition between ma ga ri sa ni. Okay? That's good. It'll help you hold your shruti well. Now let's go to the second column and third column.
சரிகமபதனி சரிகமபதனிச சானிதாபமகரி சானிதாபமகரிச சரிகமபதனி சரிகமபதனிச.
ஓகே, சனிதப மகரி இ சனிதப மகரிச
சனிதப மகரி சனிதப மகரிச.
ஸோ தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் திங் இஸ் டு சே தி அகாரம்
ரீ
ஆர் தி தீர்க்கம்
இ இ நீ
அண்ட் தென் ஜம்ப் டு தி அப்ராப்ரியேட் நோட்
ரீச நீச.
இட் கம்ஸ் லைக் தட். தேர்ட் காலம்
சரிகம பதனி ச சனிதப மகரி சனிதப மகரி ச 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8.
ஓகே, தட்ஸ் ஹவ் இட் கம்ஸ்.
சரிகமபதனி ச சனிதப மகரி சனிதப மகரி ச.
ஓகே, லெட்ஸ் டூ தி செகண்ட் காலம் அண்ட் தேர்ட் காலம் டுகெதர்.
சரிகமபதனி சரிகமபதனிச சாணி த ப மாகரி சாணி த ப மாகரி ச சரிகம பதனி சரிகம பதனி சாணி த ப மாகரி சாணி த ப மாகரி ச
Okay, that's the seventh Sarliswaram. So here, by this time, we have focused on every note. Sa to Re to Ga to Ma to Pa, Da, Ni. Okay, now we start with a set of Sarliswaram, the eighth onwards, which are zigzag Sarliswarams. They have zigzag and also add in dirghams and different ranges going on further, okay? Now, the eighth Sarliswaram has the following zigzag. It is Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. So you go first up 4 notes and come down 4 notes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sani Dapa Mapadani. So come down 4 notes, go up 4 notes, then come down all the 4 notes. Okay. So it's zigzag in terms of 4 notes, 4 notes. Okay.
Sarigama.
Okay. Now that's 4 notes.
Pa ma ga ri.
You're coming down from pa.
Pa ma ga ri.
Okay, that's an end at Rishabham.
Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa.
Okay, so this tells you that Sarliswaram is not just one direction. It's not just increasing or not just decreasing at the same time. Okay, so you have to increase and decrease in the period.
Sa ni dha pa.
That was a decrease of 4 notes and now you increase 4 notes.
Ma pa dha ni.
Ma pa dha ni. So remember pamagari, ma pa dha ni are the important things here.
Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, second column.
Sarigama Pamagari. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. Sanida Pamapadani.
Sanida Pamapadani is going up.
Sa ni da pa ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa sa ri ga ma pa ma ga ri sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 sa ri ga ma pa ma ga ri sa ri ga ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa
Let's do that once again. Third column.
Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. Sanida Pamapadanisa. Nida Pamagarisa.
So, you should sing these Pamagari and Mapadani with a little more loudness so that the Swarasthanams are hit correctly. Again.
Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. Sanida Pamapadanisa. Nida Pamagarisa.
In general, it's a good idea to sing the Sarliswarams very loudly. So that you fix the notes and you make sure you're hearing. If you sing more louder, you'll more likely to hear yourself. Okay. Now second column and third column together.
Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. Sanida Pamapadanisa. Nida Pamagari. Sarigama Pamagari. Sarigama Padanisa. Sanida Pamapadanisa. Nida Pamagari.
Okay, that is the zigzag with Pamagari and Mapadani. Eighth Sarliswaram. Now we move on to the ninth Sarliswaram. It's also zigzag, but it also has more zig and more zag. You have Sarigama Pamadapa. Okay, you have a Dhatu Prayogam within the zigzag portion or jump. Okay, Pama Da Mada is a jump, right? Okay, here's how it comes.
Sarigama.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Pa ma dha pa.
This is a dhatu where it's an irregular zigzag.
Pa ma gari.
We came last time. Now here we are doing pa ma dha pa. This helps you hold the da and ma strongly. Okay. It's very important. It's a little bit difficult, but you should try it.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa.
Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Okay. Sa, pa ma dha pa ma pa ga ma. Both of these are symmetric. Okay. But you should remember these notes. Pa ma dha pa ma pa ga ma.
Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa.
Okay, it's very important to do this very loudly. Second column. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa.
Again.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now third column.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Remember, ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma. It's a good idea to practice the toughest part of the Sarali Swaram repeatedly. Okay, that way it fixes in your mind and fixes your shrutis very tightly.
Pa ma da pa 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 pa ma da pa.
If it doesn't come at higher speed, do it at lower speed. Always simplify.
Pa ma da pa pa ma da pa pa ma da pa ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma.
One, you go ma pa and then come again, do two notes from lower notes.
Ga ma ma pa 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 ga ma.
It's a good practice to do this way.
Pa ma da pa 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 pa ma da pa.
That way it sits in your mind correctly. Okay, when you're doing fast, it doesn't have any problem.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma da pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
See, now it's easy.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma da pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma.
So one way to practice it, okay? Especially in instrument. It's very hard and useful to do that.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma da pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, let's do the two speeds now. Second and third speeds.
Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa. Sa ri ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma pa ga ma. Sa ni dha pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, that's the end of the ninth Sarali Swaram with the zigzag focus on pa ma dha pa. Okay, so the practice you should do is pa ma dha pa ma pa ga ma separately and connect it to the sa ri ga ma pa ma dha pa, the whole line which is tough. Okay, next is the tenth Sarali Swaram. The focus here is on pa dirgam, both in terms of two aksharam dirgams and four aksharam dirgams. And also the region between ga and nishadam, gandharam and nishadam. Okay, let's look at how it comes. The pattern is sa ri ga ma pa a ga ma pa a a a pa a a a. So sa ri ga ma pa 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4. It comes like that.
Ga ma pa dha ni dha pa ma ga ma pa dha ni dha pa ma.
Okay, so you start from ga as the resting or nyasa note and go to dha. Ga ma pa dha ni dha pa ma. Ga ma pa dha ni dha pa ma. Okay, that's 4-4. And
ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Ga ma pa ga ma ga ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Ga ma ga ri sa. Ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Or ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Okay, here is also dha 2. So it has all the mixes of everything, but also one important thing is the four aksharams of Dirgham. Okay, now let's do it slowly.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa.
In your mind, you should count 1, 2, 3, 4 as you're doing.
Pa pa.
Okay, 2, 4 aksharam pas. Okay, that's the key thing in this. This Sarali Swaram.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa.
That is also a janta. Two pas when it comes after one another. The second pa should be done with a spritam or a weight.
Pa.
Okay.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma.
Ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Let's do it second column.
Sa sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa.
Remember that is a janta and also dirgham.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa. Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, let's do it together.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa. Ga ma pa dha ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Let's do the third column now.
Sa ri ga ma pa a ga ma pa a a a pa a a ga ma pa dha ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now let's do it slowly. That is, let's do piece by piece.
Sa ri ga ma pa a ga ma.
Okay, once again.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa.
Okay, instead of doing pa a a a pa a a a, you can do pa a pa a. That's also okay.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now let's do the second and third column together.
Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa ga ma pa ga pa ga 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 ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
So that's the end of the 10th Sarali Swaram. Remember that although we are going from one Sarali Swaram to the another, when you're practicing, you should take each one, make sure you get it correctly, practice it for some time and before going to the next one. Okay, I'm just doing it for convenience of putting all of this in one big class. Okay, 11th Sarali Swaram. Now, the way it does here is, this actually is a continuation of the 10th Sarali Swaram. The 10th through 15th can be thought of as one big Sarali Swaram, but we're just splitting it into five pieces. Okay.
Sa sa ni da ni da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ga ma ga ri sa.
So the ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa will keep coming again and again. Okay, at least in couple of more Sarali Swarams. Now here the only interesting thing is sa ni da pa da pa ma. These are simple patterns, are like alankaras, like you learn in alankaras later. But sa a ni da ni I da pa da a pa ma pa a pa a, lots of dirghams are there. Okay, at sa, ni and da and pa. Okay, and then again they reach in between ga and nishadam as the finishing phrases.
Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa. Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa.
Okay, that's the way it comes.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Once again, let's do the whole thing.
Sa ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now second speed.
Sa sa ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma sa ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Third speed.
Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, once again.
Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa.
The pa pa janta is, it is janta, which means you have to jump for the second pa pa pa.
Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, let's do it second and third columns now.
Sa ni da ni da ba da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Sa ni da ni da pa da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, now the next Saraleswaram. Here you do more of janta, which expands on the previous pattern. Instead of doing sa nida, you do sa sa nida. And instead of doing ni dapa, you do ni ni dapa. And instead of doing da pa ma, you do da da pa ma, pa pa. Okay, that's same. And gama pa da ni da pa ma, gama pa gama gari sa is the same. Okay, it's very simple. So let's do it.
Sa sa ni da ni ni da pa dha dha pa ma.
The key thing to keep, the important thing to keep in mind is the second sa and the second ni should jump.
Sa sa.
Okay, that's the way it should jump.
Sa sa.
It's called a spritam or janta.
Sa sa ni da ni ni da pa dha dha pa ma pa pa.
Okay, pa pa. The second pa should jump.
Pa pa ga ma pa dha ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, second column.
Sa sa ni ni da pa dha dha pa ma pa pa.
Okay, remember sa sa should come like that. First cha shouldn't jump, only the second should jump.
Sa sa ni ni da dha pa pa.
It comes like that. Okay,
sa sa ni ni da pa da dha pa ma pa pa.
Again, as I explained earlier, you can take each part and practice.
Sa sa ni da sa sa ni da sa sa ni da sa sa ni da ni da pa ni da pa ni da pa ni da pa. Sa sa ni da ni da pa sa sa ni da ni da pa sa sa ni da ni da pa.
These are good practices.
Da dha pa ma pa pa da dha pa ma pa pa.
Okay.
Ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Third column.
Sa sa ni da pa da dha pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Sa sa ni da ni ni da pa da da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Okay.
Sa sa ni da ni ni da pa da da pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, let's do second and third column.
Sa sa ni ni da pa da dha pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa. Sa sa ni da pa da dha pa ma pa pa ga ma pa da ni da pa ma ga ma pa ga ma ga ri sa.
Okay, that's the end of the 12th Saraleswaram. We move on to the 13th one. Now here it's a little more involved patterns. There is more zigzag patterns and dirghams at ga pa and da. Okay, and there's more focus on the devatam, notes in this part. The pattern is sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa. Okay, there is also six. The patterns are six long. 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 5 1 2 1 1 2 sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa. Sa ri ga is part one of the pattern. Part two of the pattern is ga ma pa ma pa. Sa ri da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, that's what we're going to sing. Let's do it slowly. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa dha pa dha. Remember, sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa dha pa dha. Okay, there's a devatam dirgham here. Sa ri ga ri ga break. Ga ma pa ma pa break. Da pa da break. Okay, da dirgham there. Okay, now ma pa da pa dani da pa. So now there is a lot of daivatam interspersed, but it also starts at madhyamam as the resting note. Ma pa da pa dani da pa ma pa dha pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, second column. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa dha pa da ga ma pa da pa dha ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Once again. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa dha pa ma ga ri sa. Third speed. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. So the important thing is to understand the pattern in your head. Sa ri ga ri ga is one pattern. Ga ma pa ma pa is one pattern. Da pa da is one pattern. Ma pa da pa one pattern. Da ni da pa one pattern. Ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, now in terms of practice, you should do sa ri ga ri ga sa ri ga ri ga sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa ga ma pa ma pa ga ma pa ma pa da pa da da pa da da pa da ma pa da pa ma pa da pa ma pa da da ni da pa da ni da pa da ni da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, these are all practices you should do. Only then you can say that you have learned Sarlisuram correctly. Otherwise, it's just you're faking it. Okay. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Okay, now second column and third column together. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ri ga ga ma pa ma pa da pa da ma pa da pa da ni da pa ma pa da pa ma ga ri sa. That's the end of the 13th swaram. We move on to 14. Now 14 has a dhirgam at panchamam and sarjamam, and you have jantas at devatam and madhyamam. It goes as follows. Sa ri ga ma pa pa da da pa ma ma pa. Okay, now it's like at the pa, you're going higher and doing janta and coming back to pa, resting note at panchamam, and then doing going down, doing a janta and coming to pa, mama pa. Dhanisa, sa ni da pa. Okay, now dhanisa, and after panchamam stop, you go and stop at sarjamam. Sa ni da pa ma ga ri. So that's a finish, okay? Sa ri ga ma. Pa pa. Okay, no, sorry, gamma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa. Now remember, da da is a janta, which means da dha, second da should jump, not the first one. Da dha pa ma 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 ga ma, it should jump like that. Ma ma pa. Okay, the dirgham should be clear.
da dha pa ma ma pa da dha pa ma ma pa. So you're stopping at panchamam here. Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa.
After stopping at panchamam, we went and stopped at shadjamam. High shadjamam. Sa.
Da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, we do it in second speed now.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Let's do it piece by piece.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa.
That's one piece.
Da dha pa ma ma pa.
That's one piece.
Da ni sa sa ni da pa sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, let's do it in third speed now.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, you have to watch out, it keeps changing all the time.
Sa ri ga ma pa 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 pa
janta.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa da dha janta da dha pa ma ma pa da dha pa ma ma pa da dha pa ma ma pa.
Okay, you should practice it carefully.
Da dha pa ma ma pa da dha pa ma 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 ma.
Remember, the first is flat, second is jump.
Ma 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 da dha pa ma ma pa sa ri ga ma pa pa sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, after that there's no dirgham after dha ni sa.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Second and third speed together.
Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa. Sa ri ga ma pa pa da dha pa ma ma pa da ni sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
Okay, so some people sing the 10th through the 14th Saraliswaram as though it's one big Saraliswaram. That's also okay. But it's breaking it up makes it easier to remember and practice separately. The most important thing is to practice the harder part, like da dha pa da dha pa ma ma pa. If you don't practice that, you won't get the hold on each of the swarams carefully.
Sa sa ni ni da pa sa ni da ni da pa sa ni da ni da pa pa ga ma pa 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 ga ma pa 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 ma da pa pa ma da pa ma pa ga ma ma pa ga ma pa ma ga ri 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 ma pa da ni ma pa da ni ma pa da ni ma pa da ni pa da ni pa da ni ma ga ri ma ga ri ma ga ri sa ni ma ga ri sa ni da pa.
These are all pieces of the important pieces of each of the Saraliswaram, which is the difficult pieces, and those parts you should take and practice several times till you have a lot of stability and speed and poise in each of them. Okay, so here we will end this class. I will also put an extra class on the more advanced versions of the Saraliswaram, that is with Gamaka, doing it in other ragams and so on. But first you should do it and understand these basic things before you go on to that advanced stage. Okay, good luck and have fun in practicing music. Bye.